Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the coolest things happening is our student-run branch. And one of our student relationship officers joins us right now. Her name is Caitlin Works. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing well now. How are you?
It is nice to have you on the show. The studio audience is so excited. I mean, we opened the show with music, and I was telling the studio audience, Caitlin probably has a much cooler playlist than I do on my iPhone. Hey, Caitlin, tell us about you. How long have you worked at GTE Financial?
Well, I've been with GTE Financial since December of 2013, so about a year. Last December was a year. And I'm a student right now at the University of South Florida studying political science with a minor in public administration. And before that, I was at Hillsborough Community College and I got an AA in mass communications. So not necessarily in line with finances, but finances honestly covers everything. And with being interested in politics, I try to follow any legislation that may have to do with finances. And my friends and I will talk about that a lot.
I'll tell you, there's
a lot
of stuff.
It's definitely great being involved with GTE.
Well, credit unions deal with a lot of legislative and political stuff. So the fact that you're involved in that is actually perfect. You know, if the credit union was hiring people based upon their financial skills, they never would have hired me to do this. I mean, they'd be like, no way, you don't qualify for this. But no, we absolutely love the uniqueness of our employees here at the credit union. And everybody has these things they do when they're not at work that are so very, very interesting. But when you are at college, it's expensive. I mean, it's expensive. It's travel costs and books and tuition and stuff like that. When you and your friends are, you know, hanging out and, you know, you told me before the show, so I'm going to tell everybody else, you're 22 years old, you're in that millennial generation. Is that a big subject of conversation, the financial aspect of college?
It can be, definitely. Definitely with being involved in more of a political mindset group. We'll talk about different legislation that may affect the Pell Grant and how that would affect us, things that the state legislature is talking about. And we'll talk about even our own finances. You know, I'm lucky to be with GTE Financial and have that stable kind of income, but other students that I'm friends with may not be, you know, have that kind of opportunity. So there's a lot of people I know that waitress or they'll work at Starbucks, anything like that. And money's definitely always on the top of your mind, especially when it's like, okay, well, I have to buy a book or I have to pay for food this week. So it gets to be stressful. So one thing that we try to do in our Student Powered Center is to talk about students on creating a flexible spending and savings plan. And when we go to college campuses, we'll talk a lot about that. Students aren't really sure sometimes even the difference between a scholarship and a loan. So it's definitely these hurdles that we're overcoming in our position to get more financial education out there and just show students that there's a way that you can be a student and go to school and manage your finances.
Well, that's one of the things I love about the Student Power Branch. Her name is Caitlin Works. She's the Student Relationship Officer here at GTE Financial. I remember when I was in college, the first thing that shocked me was the cost of textbooks. As an aside, do you guys still buy textbooks or is it all now on the iPad?
Well, I have all my textbooks are actual physically books.
They are books, wow.
A lot of books are available virtually. One thing that I kind of don't like about that personally for me is like some of them are time sensitive, so you'll buy it and it's just on your thing for a certain amount of time and then it disappears if you want to get it cheaper. It's sort of like renting a textbook. So at least with my book I can highlight in it, but you know, some of them are virtual. It just depends on your preference.
No, you just said something so funny. You used to highlight it. Exactly. That was a big deal even when I was in college many years before you, but I tried in my senior year to check my textbooks out of the library. I thought, well, that way I don't have to worry about paying for them. Well, invariably, I forgot to return them on time, and I probably paid more in library fees than I would have if I just bought the books. I think it's great that the this particular community financial center on the campus has such a purpose for educating young people about money. You mentioned Pell Grants.
Yes.
When I was in my senior year, I got a phone call on a landline, which you probably don't even have. It's like a regular home phone. And they were like, oh, yes, Mr. Dias, we have a check for you here at the financial aid office. I was like, for what? And they're like, oh, you qualified for a Pell Grant. Because when you apply for student loans, you automatically apply for grants and loans. And I didn't exactly know that when I applied. And I lived 22 miles away from the school. And I owned a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
So driving to the school was not fun. And it was summertime. It was hot. And I said, well, I'll be there, you know, when the fall semester starts. If it's a little check, I'll come pick it up, whatever. And they said, oh, no, we would love you to come pick it up today. I said, well, how much is the check? I said, well, how much is the check for? And she said, it's for $1,800. Caitlin, it was like hearing you won the lottery. I mean, before she even got the words out of her mouth, I was getting my keys and my motorcycle helmet. And I was like, what? I bought golf clubs and a steak dinner. It was crazy. I mean, I don't know if I've ever spent a single penny on school, because when I got there, they explained to me, this is not a loan. This is just money. I was like, well, I have to eat. I mean, I got to eat, right? I'm in college. I can't go to college if I die. Oh, sorry. That's so very, very funny, Caitlin. You know, it's kind of funny. I hemmed and hawed about asking you your age, but I got the sense that you were in that young demographic, that millennial demographic.
Yes.
One of the things I find so fascinating about your generation is your ability to harness technology literally in the palm of your hand. Your phone is probably everything to you, and you can interact with your finances and your credit union and check what is clear and what hasn't right there in the comfort of your hand. That is so very, very cool. Would you say that's the primary way people find out about their money in your generation?
Definitely. I mean, we've spoken with students on campus who might be with other financial institutions and, you know, asking, well, do you even ever go into your bank? And they're like, no, I do everything on my mobile device. And so then we get to share with them that they can do everything with GT Financial through their phone also. That's the only way I really ever do anything. It's rare, even though I work in a center every day, that I would ever need to use anything in there for my own finances.
I'll tell you, when I was back in, gosh, you're 22, so yeah, you're very, very young in 1997 or 1998, I attended a meeting at Norwest Banks in Midland, Texas, and it was all about this thing called internet banking. People living at home could dial up on their modem and check their balance and maybe transfer funds and see what checks had cleared. And this was 1997. It was like science fiction. Who's going to – I mean, I didn't even own a computer in 1997. I think it's fascinating. I absolutely think it's amazing how far we've come in the financial services marketplace. I love the fact that your young generation is still staying connected with the advocacy that we have at the center, teaching people about – paying for college, because it is. I mean, Caitlin, be honest. It is. It's an investment. You're hoping you go to college and you get a job when you're finished.
It's huge.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Well, our student powered financial center is powered by young people like Caitlin Works. Caitlin, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. I told Caitlin, it's a 10-minute show. Here we are into the 12th or 13th minute. This is one of my absolute favorite parts of our brand. This goes back 5 or 6 years. But as many of you know, I made a living doing professional speaking for 10 years in the credit union and banking marketplace. And one time on a little panel discussion, somebody asked me, what's the best youth marketing initiative you've ever seen? And I said without thinking about it, student branches. When you put the brand where the students are in high school or college, I thought that was just so very, very smart. And of course, our Community Financial Center doesn't just do the transactional stuff with the young people. It helps them think about paying for college. You heard Caitlin say, it's huge. It's a big deal. It was expensive when I was there. I mean, I can remember buying books and my account when I went to the ATM and had the receipt printed out on paper. Your balance is now $37.90. I'm thinking, okay, Taco Bell tonight, you know, five tacos for a dollar or whatever. It is great that we are intentionally engaging our young people. That keeps us in business for a long time. We're celebrating 80 years. The best way to celebrate 80 years is to finish this year knowing we get 80 years plus left in us. Hey, folks, for the balance of the week, make it a great week. Be the person you were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Caitlin, thank you so much. Again, you are an absolute delight. Hey, folks, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.